Like, there's no future.
Cerrone had it from both angles, because the fascists, who he was supposedly working for, didn't like what he produced for them. And the avant-garde, the rest of Italy as well, didn't like him because he was fascist. So, and his work became ever increasingly melancholic. If we look at this picture, I mean, if anything, it's even darker than the other one. This melancholy figure, as it were, stranded among the ruins of this new modern Italy by sort of shattered aqueduct. A night sky, it's all darkness, it's all despair. Do you think these pictures do get to the heart of this dark moment in Italian history?
Definitely. Definitely, both of them. They really are very, very sad picture. You know, because my family been through that. My uncle got shot by the fascists.
He was a partisan.
He was a partisan and got killed. All the family were involved in the resistance. When you hear my father talking about those years, and they just, you know, they were really suffering. There was no food. The Americans were coming and bombing. The Germans were running away. You know, it's just really like a social implosion, the wars. You know, somewhere along the line, he understood that this was what was going to happen.
It's a roller coaster ride in Italian history.
Despite the trauma suffered at the hands of the fascists, the country bounced back. After the Second World War, Lombardy rolled its sleeves up and kick-started the economic boom of the 50s and 60s that transformed Italy into a modern country.